one of the wonderful and very beautiful things, though it also is very sad, for those who love Christ in the Gregorian Rite is that four times during Holy Week we will listen to the Passion of our Lord. Of course, Sunday we heard the Passion according to St. Matthew. Today we hear the Passion according to St. Mark. And tomorrow according to St. Luke. And as always, on Friday, the Passion according to St. John. Now each one of them is the same, but yet each one, because of the evangelists, in their own perception and their own hearing and seeing of certain things that the others did not, give us little details that the others do not. And so it's important for us during this week, and of course I'm not going to reread it again. Hopefully you have your books and we're following along with me, because that is what they're for. You know, they're not to be catching dust in your libraries or in your bedroom. They are to be read at Mass. That's why we have them, and why we have had them for centuries. Some of the most beautiful books from the Middle Ages are the missals of the kings and queens and the nobility, all illustrated in beautiful colors. Ours are plain, simple, black and white, but what they contain are the beautiful, beautiful words of the sacred liturgy, into which we should delve as profoundly as we possibly can. And so, of course, in the Gospel of St. Mark, we see accentuated, because St. Mark was St. Peter's secretary, we see accentuated the denial of St. Peter in his repentance and the singing or the crowing of the crow. Before the crow, the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. What a very, very sorrowful event that is. That even the first pope, the first vicar of Christ, and of course he has good successors in that regard, doesn't he? Even the first pope denied Christ three times before the cock crowed twice. But unlike so many, in particular Judas Iscariot, who is just barely presented here, except that he betrays Jesus Christ with the kiss, the symbol of love and fidelity, of loyalty, he uses that as a symbol of his betrayal, of his turning traitor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And of course, it's very easy to condemn and look backwards. It doesn't matter to us what happened to Judas Iscariot. It's in the scriptures, despite others who tried to say otherwise. But what matters to us is that, and remember this, every time we sin, we are Judas Iscariot. How's them apples? Every time you and I sin, especially mortal sin, we are Judas Iscariot. We are Peter. And the cock crows twice, and we have denied him three times. That is also another symbol of many times for us. Only three for St. Peter. And of course, he would have to make up for it. He was sorrowful. He cried. He wept profuse tears. How many of us weep profuse tears because of our sins? We rush through confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've done this, this, and that, and the other. Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry. Blah, 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 blah. Now, there are some, very few, very, very few, there are some that will weep for their sins. Very few. But we should all weep for our sins. It should be very, very internal, very personal. and very sorrowful. So here we have that accentuated because St. Mark wrote for St. Peter. And of course, we also see the women at the foot of the cross. Here, however, St. Mark does not mention St. John or the Blessed Mother. That is for St. John to tell us about. They had respect for each other's area of expertise, as it were. An architect should not want to be a dentist, or vice versa, even though they're dealing with building of certain things, one teeth, the other buildings. It's the same thing. St. John says what St. John is inspired by the Holy Spirit to say. St. Mark, what he is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so he leaves that aside, but he mentions the other women, including his mother, St. Mary of Cleophas, who is also the mother of St. Simon and Jude and John and a few others, not the Apostle St. John, others, disciples of Jesus Christ, all of them related by blood, at least through St. Joseph, if not through Mary, to Jesus. And so he tells us about these things. And he mentions two that were already known at the early part of the church. Now, this was written anywhere between the year 30 and 50 AD by St. Mark. Already at this early stage of the game, there were three converts. He doesn't mention the centurion, others will. But there were three converts that are mentioned here who were not Christians, perhaps not even Jews. St. Simon the Cyrenian, who came from Libya to sell his farm goods. The big crowd of people who came for the Passover to Jerusalem. Josephus, the Jewish historian, says that on the feast of Passover, 100,000 lambs and sheep were slaughtered at the main altar of the temple. 100,000. That's a tremendous amount. So somebody had to supply that. Well, he came with his farm goods. And he was involved in the Passion, though he had no intention of being involved in the Passion. But that Passion converted him and his sons. Two little boys. By the time of St. Mark, they were known. And eventually, they became bishops and martyrs of the church. Saints Alexander and Rufus, the sons of St. Simon the Cyrenian. So many wonderful things. We cannot go into all of them all. But this is what our Lord Jesus Christ did for our salvation. So I recommend to you, every day this week, read the Passion, all of the events of the Passion in the four evangelists, and get the full picture. Just last night, when I couldn't sleep, I was watching a beautiful new video on the Sudarium, the Syndonym, the Shroud of Turin. And more and more and more things are coming out that most definitely point out that it is the Shroud of Turin. In fact, that when they took the backing off that the nuns had placed after the fire to protect it, they found that the stitching of the shroud is of a kind of stitching that was done by the Jews, and they have found the same kind of cloth at Masada, one of the fortresses of those who rebelled against Rome. And there are pieces of cloth that are still around of that. The same stitching, nowhere else in the world to be found. In addition, what really struck me was when they showed the 3D picture of Jesus. And of course, we've seen, most of us, the beautiful film of Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel, of the Passion. And the most gruesome scene of all is the flagellation. But the statue that they made from the shroud shows our Lord. And they show you his backside more than his front side. And even his buttocks We're all torn to pieces with the whips. That's how much our Lord loves us. How much He suffered for us. Who indeed would not weep for our sins? So today, on this Tuesday of Holy Week, as we celebrate these sacred mysteries of our redemption, let us give thanks to God. And as the Missal says in the antiphon, it behooves us to glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.